I can only speak for our specific company, Impact Empowerment Ventures. So a business, which I refer to as a business, as a farmer, as a farm or a project, needs to apply with us. We've got a certain criteria. They don't need to have a long credit or long business track record or a very good credit rating or have a whole lot of collateral, because Section 12J allows investors to just commit their taxes through us. How that works for the company that's receiving it, they will bring along 10 or 12 investors into their own project. So we call it a closed share class. What we're saying there is, bring your project that requires capital, bring your business, and 10 taxpayers with you. What does that really mean? It means the following. If you're a farmer and you've got challenges, or you want to launch a new project and you don't have the capital and the bank says no. So I'm speaking mostly to smaller farmers. The big farmers probably can get access to capital, but there's still a way to mechanize some other capital through 12J into their operation. What they can do is go to their network of people who earn over 1 million rand per year. That is unfortunately the criteria. We can put a partnership together of two people who then become an investor, but together into that project, a closed share class, they would be able to commit 1 million rand to that project. But the qualifying company is the project. It's called a qualifying company, even if it's a farm, under Section 12J. So one of the criteria is that they employ new people. It doesn't have to be any race. It's not a triple B, double E type of opportunity. The money stays with the project or the company for at least 5 years. But unfortunately, it's not every year anymore, as we've done for certain businesses up to now. It will just be a once-off capital injection due to the cutoff in June. There's just a few criteria that the company needs. It must have financial merit. There's no point in making an investment in a business that has no upside for the investor. So financial merit, commercial merit, means that a business has to submit a project plan, not a full business plan, just a business concept and what they want to do with their investors' money to our investment committee. The other thing of importance for us are the people that are running this particular project that want funds from our venture capital business. From a farming point of view, we use qualified farmers who know what they're doing. So the people element of this relationship between the venture capital company and the project is very important. So it's a relationship over time. The next element are the risks involved. The nice thing, though, about Section 12J, not that we want this to happen, but because it's in venture capital, your business that is requiring the money, if it does, like so many other businesses, collapse after 4 years, none of the investors have to pay back their taxes that the SARS paid them, the SARS refund, as long as they invested for 5 years. Now, that's a horrible outcome, but it means that the benefit of the receiving business can use that money as proactively as they can for the growth of their business. Section 12J funding is patient capital into your business. So the risks are important to at least be identified and then mitigated as much as possible. So we're not scared of risk. We just need to try and identify the risk and mitigate. So things like that do come across our path, but our investment committee will meet and work closely with the operating company or the farmers to try and get a win-win situation for the investors over time. And then lastly, we'd like to see some technology being used to improve the farming mechanisms. Of course, labor is important. Intensive farming, though, requires more technology, perhaps. And that's really where we've focused, rather than extensive farming. Most of our operating partners in the agricultural sector are what we call high margin, low volume type farming operations, and also can be operated in a semi-urban environment. So if we're talking about the Free State, the smaller towns like Roosendal, the other towns that have got small communities of large unemployed people, but who know how to farm, even if they're just laborers that farm seasonally or assist farmers seasonally, there might be an opportunity there for them to become small-scale farmers, for instance, raising rabbits. It's a business that they become familiar with of making a profit. And to help smaller farmers like that, technology is of vital importance. So those are pretty much the criteria that we look at when coming alongside a business or a farm to help them get some capital into their project.